This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 14, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Mix of clouds and sun today, windy temperatures in the 30s. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll will be resigning after her final State of the City address in January. Salem News reporter Dustin Luca is reporting today that the second longest serving mayor in Salem history will officially step down following her speech that will be held January 4, one day before she'll be sworn in as Lieutenant Governor. U.S. Congressman Seth Moulton is back from a trip to Ukraine. According to Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade, he's urging the United States to continue to send the right military and humanitarian aid quickly to the front lines. The Lynn City Council voted last night 9-2 to require new residential developments to include affordable housing units. According to the Daily Item in Lynn, this may help spur development on the Lynn waterfront. This is Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson speaking at the council meeting prior to last night's vote.
I think this is a huge step forward for our community, the culmination of years of work, of thinking, of really rigorous analysis, extensive community input, and targeted at an important tool that we have to promote positive growth that benefits the community. And we're committed to helping our residents afford to be able to stay here and creating opportunities for good-paying jobs. I want to thank Vice Council President Barton for his work in helping us on the implementation of the housing production plan. Council President Walsh, who I've spoken at length, and all of the councilors for the very thoughtful conversations that I've had.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. The Lynn City Council meetings air on LynnTV.org. Peabody Police will conduct their third annual holiday parade Thursday morning at 9:15. The parade will start on Lynn Street and pass by 9 elementary schools in the city. The rain date is December 22. Maybe they should call that the snow date. The Gloucester Times has details on Rockport's 77th annual Christmas pageant to be held this Saturday. The event is sponsored by the Rockport Art Association and Museum and begins on Dock Square at 5 p.m., then moves down Main Street. Rain date or snow date is Sunday, December 18. Bill Newell on sports is next with details on high school basketball and more.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And on behalf of my brothers, Michael and Jack, and all of us who work at Moynihan Lumber, I want to wish all of those listening a very Merry Christmas.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat the Lakers last night, 122-118. They will host the Magic on Friday. The Bruins beat the Islanders 4-3. It was overtime and then a shootout. Jake DeBrusk with one of those shootout goals, and he tells us about his strategy in the shootout.
I think it's more so they kind of talk to me about the speed that I come in with. It's hard to read if it's a shot or a deke or if I'm going to slow down. And you can kind of decipher both ways. Some guys come in, like Kuznetsov, very, very slow. And it just kind of brings another element. You try to get out a little bit wide. And, yeah, I missed my other one, I think, at the post last time I tried. So I went back to Old Faithful and thankfully went in.
The Bruins will host the Kings tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, UMass Boston 87, Salem State 78. Boys high school basketball last night, Marblehead 86, Beverly 78. Gloucester over Danvers 63-44, Peabody 75, Masconomet 38. In girls basketball, it was Beverly 33, Marblehead 28, Danvers 41, Gloucester 38. And Peabody beat Masconomet 60-57. The Salem News is out today with their Fall Coaches of the Year. Winners include St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre, Prep soccer coach Dave Kroll, Masco girls soccer coach Allison Lassesi, and Ipswich volleyball coach Stacy Sankey. Many more coaches listed in today's Salem News. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.